Outside the state attorney's office Friday, activists are standing in front of a large book made of poster board. Fernando Figueroa is talking as another person turns the pages to reveal pictures of their comrades being arrested on April 8th, just a couple blocks from here in Hemming Park.
We're here today to call on Melissa Nelson to turn the page on the disgraceful past of Angela Corey and open a new chapter in Jacksonville with civil rights and equal protection under the law for all.
The five were arrested at a demonstration against U.S. airstrikes in Syria after their verbal confrontation with a pro-Trump counter-protester turned violent. The Progressive Coalition believes the counter-protester was treated with kid gloves, while officers used disproportionate force against them, including one organizer who is hearing impaired. Organizer Michael Sampson says another group he works with, Color for Change, has collected more than 100,000 petitions demanding dropped charges.
So far, national organizations have been out here showing support. If the charges aren't dropped, then we'll see more.
In an emailed statement, State Attorney Nelson says her office is still reviewing the cases and is in contact with protesters' lawyers. The five are scheduled to be arraigned on May 10th. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.